I am near the end of the wine, sweet lords and lovely ladies. But out there, the big wine is being poured, thin, slow, grey. Never more shall I taste the oncoming of this particular darkness. But I shall not be sorry to go. I am not seduced to this life by the dainty lusts, clothed in cold green and clean linen of an English spring. If you plunge into that dark there, you will emerge at length into a raging sun and all the fabled islands of my east. And that is what I shall be doing tonight, off like a bird. I see you have your pennies ready, ladies. Twitch not, hop not about, nor writhe so. I shall not be long now. Let's swell a space on the irony of a poet desperately wringing out the last of his sweetness while the corrosives closed in. It was she, though, the goddess, unseen as yet, but stirring and kicking like a fetus, that dictated the titles. For this was indeed much ado, and that what they willed, and the other as they liked it. Meanwhile, that bud I carried opened like a pomegranate. The roseate macules and papules blossomed, and later grew to a tint of delectable copper, coins over my body, the hint of a leopard's, not a tiger's, hide. When it left a stain as of dirty eaters. All my parts must be horse parts. Thou wilt make a ghost yet, see if thou wilt not. That is a very graveyard voice. Had I had the clown's gift, I could have ambled about the stage to great laughter, drawing out teeth with little pain, blinking from gummy eyes, breaking off bits of fingernail. Here, look you, is demonstrated the frangibility of the body. Bless thee, thou art by no manner of means immaculate. I'll tan thy pelt to Dalmatian leather to make outlandish shoes withal. We will have astrologians pore over thee like a very map of the heavens. Scratch, sinner, scratch. And the fever, the delirium. It was like wandering through mist, wondering whence came that music, all thin piping and lutes, the distant voices of buried ancestors. Do you not know us? Do you not remember? The dream poems which contained time's secret, and dissolved on my waking to fix them on my tablets. Rhythms cranked through of remote but terrible meaning. And odds are friculous, their fences break, but to give ear to none. Soft then thy might, lest Titan burst the tenor of his eyes and grant the owl for waxing. It was at nightfall, the fevers were most intense. Then kings came down on ropes, and my brother Gilbert had many faces, all of which frothed. And the heroes creaked by, all mounted on the periphery of a fiery wheel, each crying, "Oh!" from the square lips of a Grecian mask as he touched my pillow and revealed himself made of candle wax. All this could be borne by myself, but I wept at the injustice done to my poor body. 100 ulcers pitched their tents on my skin during the night, and were in the winter morning a neat and well-ordered camp. "Oh! Oh! Oh!" I cried, and tried to kneel to my body to beg forgiveness, though I must first beg forgiveness for making my body kneel with me. In sleep I could step out and look down on it and drip my compassion. If I had done wrong, my body had not, and yet my body must bear the punishment. I saw my paper as the body I once had. I longed towards it. I was fearful, though, of disfiguring it with blots and scratches. I must limn always on this smooth whiteness words of fair and even shape. Take breath, I told myself each morning, and then create your improbable Edens, all remote from this after-fall state of a dishonored body, crusted and oozing and swimming in a fever that is like fingers of mist.